Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikat on Yud Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Amud Aleph, the second to last line, Darash Rav Chama. So says the Gemara, Darash Rav Chama, Naikrim Rechayim B'mayit. A person's allowed to make the hole in the Rechayim on Chol HaMayit to pour through that hole the wheat kernels. Mishim Remeir Amar, in the name of Remeir, he said, Afilu Sos Shereichev Alav, V'chamar Shereichev Alav, even when it comes to the horse that you ride on, or the donkey that you ride on to go somewhere, L'tzarech HaMayit, it's Mutter Litol Tziparnayim B'chulo Shal Mayit, you're allowed to cut its nails, even though it's a Malacha of Geizes, because being that you're taking it, L'tzarech HaMayit, so you're allowed to cut its nails. It's not going to walk very well without it having its nails cut, so you're allowed to cut its nails. Avol chamara derechaya, but when it comes to the chamar of the millstone, sometimes they would tie up the horse to the millstone and have it walk around in a circle around the millstone, and that would turn the mill. So that you can't cut its nails for that activity. Rashi explains it. The Miyochas, the Rashi explains, because the amount of wheat that a person would need on Chol HaMayit is not that much. You can't cook shelo l'tzarech HaMayit. You're only allowed to cook what you need on for the Mayit, for Yom Tov. So you don't need that much flour. So the amount of times that the horse is going to have to walk around, it's not a big deal for it to have some longer nails. So it's not such a tzayrich. That's why you can't cut its nails. Rabbi Yehuda shari l'mishkal tofrei l'chamara derechaya. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he allowed this. He also allowed uloi kumei rechayot for you to set up the rechayim. Ulamivne Rechaya to build it, Ulamivne Amas Rechaya to build the frame for the Rechayim, Ulamivne Uriya to build a barn house, and Rava Sharul Saruke Susya, he allowed you to brush the horse's hair, Ulamivne Akrapita, and to build the trough for the animal to eat from, Ulamivne Itztaba to build the bench to sit on. All these things are Tzarech HaMayit. Rava Sharul Lamishko Dama Lebehema Bechulu de Mayada, he allowed a person to take the blood of an animal on Chol HaMayit, it's Tzarech Refua, so you could do that on Chol HaMayit. And Amrle Abaye Tani the Messiah Elach have a brace that says Mamish like you. It says straight out Nakiz and Dam LeBehema VeInmoinin Refu LeBehema B'Chulah Shal Mayit. You could bloodlet the animal for the animal on Chol HaMayit, and you don't have to hold back any sort of refuah. And again, Kol Shekein for a person, refuah even for an animal is mutter. Kol Shekein a person could do Malacha for Tzairichei Refuah of a person. Rava Shari LeChaskusei Kirmei. Rava allowed a person to press clothing on Chol HaMayit. Maitaima, why? Because Maisa Hedyet too. Since it's only Maisa Hedyet and it's Tzarech HaMayit, so it's mutter. Amrav Yitzchak Barami, Amrav Chista, Kiturei Biri Aser. But pleat the sleeves, that's going to be Aser. Maitaima Maisa Umanu, even though it's a Tzarech HaMayit, but it's a Maisa Uman. And you're not allowed to do a Maisa Uman, even Tzarech HaMayit. Amar Rava, Manda Misakil Ara, a person who's cleaning up his field, he's making evening out the field. So Adaita de Beidare, if he's moving the dirt, if he's plowing the field in order to make a flat place for him to thresh his wheat, so that's a Tzarech HaMayit, that's Shari. Adaita de Ara Aser, but if he's digging the dirt, if he's moving around the dirt in order to soften the dirt to make it better for planting, that's not Tzarech HaMayit, and that's going to be Aser. Hey Chidami, how could you tell what one's intentions are? Because besides this being one's intentions, it has to be nikkur that it's for it to be mutter. Besides the fact that he has to do it for a beidare, it has to be nikkur that he's doing it for a beidare. Otherwise, there's a problem of marasayin. So how do we know if it's nikkur that he's doing it for a beidare? So mulia b'mulia, venitza b'nitza, adaita da'ara. If he's doing it, he's putting the dirt exactly where he took it from. It was higher up on a mound, and he put it back on the mound. It was in a ditch, and he put it back in the ditch. So that's clearly he's doing it for the ara. He's keeping the dirt exactly the same level that it was before. All he accomplished was softening the dirt, so that's nikkur that he's doing it for the dirt. Shako mulio, shada benitza, adaita de beidare. However, if he takes it from a higher place and he puts it into a ditch, so that's nikkur that he's doing it to flatten the ground for beidare, and that's going to be mutter. Va'amar Rava, haiman de zache ziche, a person who's zache ziche, he's clearing wood from his field, adaita de tzive, shari, if he's doing it for the wood to cook, so that's going to be mutter, adaita de ara aser, but if he's doing it to clear his field, that's going to be aser. So hey chidami, how is it will be nikkur? If he takes the big sticks and he leaves the twigs, adaita detzive. That's obviously for firewood. But shachal ravrave vizutrei, if he takes all the wood, adaita de ara, that makes it seem like he's doing it for the field. Vama rava, haiman de pasach mayad laare, a person who opens up a pond into his field, and by doing that, now the pond will have much less water, it'll be very easy to get fish. He's also watering his field. So adaita de kavre share, if he's doing it for the fish, because he wants to get the fish, that's going to be mutter. Adaita de ara, aser, but if he's doing it to water his field, that's going to be aser, like we had a base of Aleph. Say, Chidami, how will it be nicker? Pasach Trei Bave, if he opens up two different gates, Chad Mi Iloi V'Chad Mi Tatoi, one on the upper part of his field and one on the lower part, so the water is going to flow straight through his field. That's not a very good way to water your field, so that's a Daita de Kavre. That would be nicker that he's doing it for the fish. Pasach Chad Bava, a Daita de Ara. But if he only opens up one gate, so that makes it seem like he's doing it to keep the water in the field, like he's trying to water his field. V'Amar Rava, Haiman de Pasach Dikla, a person who prunes a palm tree, he takes the branches. So if he's doing it a daita de chavesa to feed his animals, shari, that's going to be mutter. A daita de dikla, but if he's doing it to prune the tree so that it grows better, so that's going to be aser. So echidami, how will it be nicker? Shako kuli michad gisa a daita de chavesa. If he takes all the branches from one side of the tree, so that's obvious that he's doing it for the animals. He's not doing a very good job at pruning his tree. But mehai gisa a daita de dikla va aser. But if he does a mamish symmetrical, he takes it from both sides, so that seems like he's doing it for the tree, that's going to be aser. V'amar Ravam, Hani tamri tuchlane, if you have these unripe dates, migzarinu sharit. So to cut them off the tree to eat them, that's going to be mutter. Maitzinu aser, but to press them to get rid of the liquid, the moisture, so that it should last for a very long time and it won't get wormy. So that's aser. That's not a tzarech hamayed. Rav Papa amar that no, it's mutter because kevan de mislai kepekmatia avidame v'shari. Since if you don't press it, if you don't get rid of the moisture, it's going to get wormy. So that's a davara avid, and therefore that's going to be mutter. V'amar Rava. A person's not allowed to do business, even a little bit. He's not allowed to do business on Chol HaMoed. It's a problem of Tircha. And I'm Rabbi Yaisi Bar Avin, Ubedavar Aved Mutter. Unless it's a Davar Aved, then that's going to be Mutter. And Ravina Havaleahu Isko Davim is Davim Beshita Alfe. Ravina one time had some business to make on Chol HaMoed, and he would have sold it for 6,000 of whatever currency it was, made a tremendous amount of money. However, it was Chol HaMoed, so Shaye Lezvune Basar Chula de Mayada, so he waited to sell it until after Chol HaMoed. Uzavne Betracer Alfe, he was able to sell it for 12,000, Imamish doubled his money. Another story, Ravina have a masik zuze bebei bevnei Akra Dishanvasa. Ravina was owed money by the people who lived in Akra Dishanvasa, and also lekami de Rav Ashi, so he came to Rav Ashi on Chol HaMoed, and Amar Lehi, he said to him, Ma'u lemezel inna olayu, can I go collect my money from them today? It's Chol HaMoed, technically it's a transaction, they're paying me money. Is that mutter? So Amar Lehi, so Rav Ashi said to Ravina that kevun da inna hu de mishkachas lehu b'yoy me'achrini loy mishkachas lehu. Since today you know where they are, you know where people are on Chol HaMoed. After Chol HaMoed, people are working, people are all over the place. It's going to be very difficult to find them and collect your money. So krak matcha avedame v'shari. So it's like a davar aved, and that's going to be mutter. And tani nami gabi avadazari kai gavna. We learned also this heter of davar aved when it comes to avadazara. It says holchin yirid. You could go to a fair where there's big sales of Avdei Avodah Zarah, even though it's right next to their holiday. You could buy all different things from them. You could even write up a contract and get it signed and everything done in their Gaisha courts, even though they're going to thank their Avodah Zarah for this. So you're causing the shame of Avodah Zarah to be mentioned. It's still mutter, because if you don't do this, if you don't get it signed in their courts, so then they're just going to deny that the sale ever happened, and they're going to say that it's still their house or their whatever it is. So since it's a davara avid, you're preventing a loss, so therefore it's mutter.